Okay, good morning, everybody. Here we can. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to attempt for the first time to have a dual shiur, meaning people on Zoom plus people in real, you know, here. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to juggle that, and hopefully it will work out. But our goal is to be inclusive of everybody. So if anybody is having difficulty, you know, either coming or seeing it, so, you know, please reach out to us, because the goal is not to exclude anybody, to be inclusive. So anyone who wants to come and wants to be here is welcome. If you can't be here, it's also welcome. So whatever works for you, works for you. Okay, so we are in the middle of the packet, Tomer Chaim Zachu. Parenthetically, this is going to be, there is two packets that I actually made on Tomer Chaim Zachu. So when we finish those two packets, then we will, Bez Hashem, continue, well, we'll begin rather to do Chazara. And then after we do Chazara, we have a little Bechina, and then we go to the second half of the learning of this semester.
Which packet are you doing this morning?
So this morning we're still in the middle of packet Zion. Still in the middle of packet Zion. And okay, let's take a look for a second right now. In the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shar Blad of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is on page 15, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav itself is on page 16, in regard to Torah Meha. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Reish Nun Sif Ches says, "Yesh l'tom ha'tafshil be'ev Shabbos, v'tov l'tom mikol tafshil v'tafshil." So it makes sense that every tafshil. I mean, what's the pshat? What's the chiddush? You would have thought, what, to be told him one tafshil is good enough? Well, how am I going to know what, you know, just because the kugel tastes good doesn't mean the cholent is tasting good. Right? So what's the chiddush? You hear the question? There was Yeshli Toma Tafshil Bev Shabbos. That's like sort of like a din from the Arizal. Once again, this halach, like Rav Meir Kesselman asked me a couple of months ago, where does this come from, Tomeh? So Tomeh is not a din in the Gemara, this idea of Tomeh. It's an Arizal. It's a Merv Chaim Vital from his Rebbe, the Arizal. So it's more in the, even though the reasons that we're giving are not necessarily Kabbalistic reasons, you know, but the Arizal is the Rav Chaim Vital from the Shar HaKavanos, right? We saw yesterday is the source. If someone would ask you the source, you would tell them the Magen Avraham quotes it from the he quotes here from the Ksavim. That's referring to the Shar HaKavanos of and we saw different reasons. One is to know whether it tastes good, because that's covered for the Melech if the food tastes good. The food you brought out for Kavod Hashchina is tasting good. And then we saw in the Machzor Vitri, it's sort of like a Shalom Bayis thing. That just like when we have Neiros Shabbos is for Shalom Bayis, that no one should trip. So too, we should make sure the food is good. So the issue talking about tafshil and mevshil. Tola don't call tafshil the tafshil. So I mean, of course, if you're not going to be torn from every tafshil, how are you going to know that it's good? So what's the chiddush? You hear the question I'm asking? Well, what's the chiddush? No? What do you say?
Why does there have to be a chiddush? Why can't he be just giving you a synopsis of the previous opinions in terms of the halacha?
Right, no, but I'm saying, why is it just a yesh l'tom ha-tafshil and be'erev Shabbos? Right, finished. What is he adding? Tov l'tom kol tafshil v'tafshil.
Did I suggest something, Rabbi Alpi Chassidus?
Okay.
Shlomo.
What?
This is the opinion of the Shulchan Shlomo on page 10.
Right, so the Shulchan Shlomo on page 10. Mitzvah told me called Tavshil. So we just blame the Shulchan Shlomo now. So what's the Chiddush? Yeah.
Maybe he's saying every tafshil because you might, let's say, you have a lot of things to taste. You might be like a real meal. You're tasting everything, so you can still taste everything a little bit, even if it's going to add up to be like a lot of tastings.
Yeah. So you're saying, so don't not do it because it might fill you up. But I don't think he's. Is he saying that
he's also not telling you to taste it all at one time, so it doesn't happen necessarily.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I think this farm said that the Shema Yisera comes even Friday afternoon.
Okay.
So maybe the reason is it lekavet that the Shema Yisera be tying from the Maholei Shabbos. That's...
Okay, but what's the idea of being torn from kol tafshil as opposed to what would be the other possibility? That would be
right,
sufficient just to be.
That would be enough one tafshil. Right.
One tafshil. Whereas, you see, if you're saying that it has to do, in other words, with making sure the food is good.
So that's why I would think that if it's a covenant, the Shami Seir, one tafshil is enough.
Right, so that's what you're saying. So Rameh Kesselman is saying like this, that if it's just the, and what's the idea, in other words, you want to say that maybe the Shami Seir is coming on right before Shabbos, so you're giving the Shami Seir a little bit of, so then it would be sufficient to have one, you're feeding the Shami Seir something to cover Shabbos. So one is enough, but the answer is no. That there could be a secondary reason. In other words, it's interesting because the Arizal is the Makubal here. So he probably, you know, but he's giving you reasons that are very rational. You know, the reason of of the Machzor Vitri of Sholem Bayis and the reason of not to make sure it's all good. So from the rational perspective, then you should have kol tafshil v'tafshil. However, if you're saying like this, it's like the way you wanted to phrase it, Rav Meir, is that that we're doing something the covered Shabbos, like the covered the Neshama Yisera. So we're giving him some. What's the source that the Neshama Yisera comes on Erev Shabbos already?
I think I saw it in the Zeres Shimshin and in the Svasemis. I'll have to look it up and send it to you.
You know, I'll tell you why it makes sense. I once heard Revival Cohen say, Rashi says in Beitza that the idea of the Shami Seira is that you can ochel v'saveya v'eino kotz b'mizono. But usually, after a certain point, you eat too much, you don't enjoy the food anymore. So Neshama Yiseira expands you, that you can eat more than you normally will eat. Obviously, there's a limit. You know, on Shabbos also, you can get full. But it expands it more. Ochel v'saveya v'eino kotz b'mizono. So, So giving food is edus that is a neshama yiseira here. So if you're saying like what you're saying that you give it a little food on Shabbos to cover neshama yiseira, that's what a neshama yiseira does. It gives us an ability to eat more than we normally would. So memela, pashas is all you have to do is be toim a little bit, not necessarily all the tafshilin. But since there's the secondary reason of shalom bayis, or that it should cover hashchina, so then maybe in a chanami, that's why tov litom we call tafshil v'tafshil. Or else it's hard to understand what the idea is to be torn from called tafshil v'tafshil. Okay, maybe. The Sefer Shevet Kehossi. There's a Tshuva Sefer from Rav Shammai Kehossi HaKohen Gross. Gross is usually Bells, right? Bells are Rabbanim named Gross, usually. You know, Rav Shlomo Gross was a big Talmud Chacham. He was the Bells of Dayan in Barapak. He wrote Sefer Mishnah Shlomo. So different cousins and things like that. So he has a tshuva here in the Sheva Kasi on page 18, going over to page 19. So let's see what he says. So Rav Ram Hashem Harizal Yeshit Litom. We're on page 18 now, in the bottom. Yesh Litom Mikol HaTafshil Be'ev Shabbos. I am in the Mukhi Rechaim. Shkosav Lora Shenogu Kain. So the because the lashon, let's see, the lashon of Magen Avraham is, see, the Magen Avraham uses the sarach lito mikol tafshil be'ev Shabbos, and that's the lashon of the Arizal. Because Arizal is working with the idea that the food has to be good or else it's not covered Shabbos. So therefore, so you have to make sure. You have to taste from the carrots, and you have to taste from the chulent, and you have to taste from the, you know, it's a whole avoda there. You know, the time you get through with the... So if you really want to do Tomeha, it's not enough just to do one thing. You have to be kol ha-tafshilin. Chaim imuki arachayim. Who's the imuki arachayim? The Mukhi Arachayim is the Munkach Rebbe. Shekosav Shulara Nogu came. He doesn't see people doing that. Afil Chasidim Anshei Maisa, Sheitomu Mikola Tafshilin. The Munkach Rebbe says he doesn't see that the minig is that people are makbe. They'll taste a little bit, right? One thing, a little bit from the chulun, Toameha. Oh, I was Yotze Toameha. You know, but you don't see people going for the. Every course, you know, he doesn't see people doing that, so why not? If you came ashamed, say for echov, the efshar the saglitom, rak mitafshil echod. Okay, nogo chasidim ashamed, maisel litom, ravshar, mitafshil echod. So he says, no, in other words, he's saying the idea that you have to taste everything. So the women can do that when they're cooking. But there seems to be another halacha for everyone to be tayim. The etzem hati'im is a mitzvah. Now, why is the mitzvah? So you want to say, like Rabbi Kesselman said, that it's a din in the covenant of the Shomri Seder, but it seems that it's a... In other words, the point being that he's saying here, this is what we said before, is there seems to be a double... There's whatever reason you want to give, shalom bayis, or the food has to be good, that's... one reason, but then there's another reason that it's a covered Shabbos, maybe covered in the Shabbos Misera, so that would behoove, in other words, because you would say, Tomer, one person, once the wife did it, she says it's good, now I have to do it too. And so and everyone has to do it, and you would have food left for Shabbos. No, so he's saying that she's doing it, she'll fulfill the taste out of it. But then there's another din of covered Shabbos, and that's even beyond the wife. And therefore, and once you say that it's not only a din in the taste, al shalom bayis or al this, then we call it taf shilim. So that's exactly what we just said before, a similar idea. Not exactly, but a similar idea. That it's there's the pragmatic, the practical aspect of Torah, and then there's some other idea, we still yet have to define that idea, of what he says here of covered Shabbos.
Rabbi, could it possibly be just the way you have food that you'll eat, that you'll enjoy eating on Shabbos?
Well, that's the first, that was,
sounds like,
okay. So therefore what?
Meaning everyone has to taste it to make sure that they all have something to eat on Shabbos that they'll enjoy. As if, you know, your wife could taste it, but that doesn't mean that you'll enjoy whatever.
Yeah, I mean... I'm tam vareach in his vakeach, as the expression goes. Just because one person says it's good doesn't mean someone else says it's good. Right? Everyone has their own...
a little bit to make sure that they have something to eat on Shabbos, because otherwise, what's from it to cook, or maybe you'll go fasting. A lot of things for you that on Shabbos. So
yeah. Maybe.
Everything before Shabbos.
So, okay, let's see. Maybe. So he says that the etzem. So he says. So he quotes here. The yesh the sfirle the etzem hatiima hu mitzvah. Shartzion sifkaton. He quotes from the Shartzion sifkaton ches. Does anyone have it in front of them? The Mishnah Berurah in front of you. Reish nun. Someone has a Mishnah Berurah in front of them. Let's do us a favor. Take out the Mishnah Berurah. Look at Simon Reish Nun. And look at the Shartzion Sifkaton Ches. And let's see what he says.
Elio Rabba?
Yeah.
Beshin Vav Shin. Mashma, the Etzem Hatima, he mitzvah.
Okay. So, who is that? The Shin Vav what?
Shin Vav Shin.
Shin Vav Shin. Who's the Shin Vav Shin?
I don't know. Shulchan Shalma.
Shulchan Shlomo.
Oh, right.
Okay. So basically that's what he said before. Yeah, the Shulchan Shlomo, we have it here. I mean, he's basically saying, Mitzvah Litom you call Tavshil, Bar of Shabbos. Shidim Shabbos. I don't know, how do you see from the Shulchan Shlomo, but he says... In other words, he wants to claim that the Shulchan Shlomo is saying that it's I don't know, but that's what he's claiming, that maybe there's an added idea.
What about the...
Well?
One of the reasons that we gave was because to make sure that the food is appropriate, that
right.
people will like the food. So in order to do that, you have to pay with every special.
Right.
I mean, so that's why he said...
But then he's saying that for that reason you have to taste every tafshil.
Yeah, that's all. That's all you need. I have to taste each one because if there's a needs a tikkun, it needs a tikkun, and I'm not going to know that unless I taste every single one of them. That's better. So he said you should taste it, and the best thing is to taste all of them. So there's no mitzvah, there's no Indian.
Right, but it's mashma. No, but the fact that the way the Shulchan Aruch Harav said it before is that you should taste the macholim, and it's better to mikol tafshil v'tafshil. But if you're saying that it's only the reason of the taste, then maybe it's better. It's not just better tov. If then it should be part of the obligation of because the kishka is good doesn't mean the tzimis is good.
But why can't you say that? That's exactly what he's saying.
So the point must be that there's a dual reason here. There's a dual reason. In other words, there's the practical reason of knowing whether it's good because you should have shalom bayis and you should have good food and kavod hashchina. But then there's another din.
In order to accomplish that. You have to make sure that you're masakin each Michael, otherwise you won't have part one of Shalom Bayis.
Right.
In order, so that it's one.
No, but what he's saying originally is you should be toyim, and it would be nice if you can be toyim from everything. What do you mean nice? So that's the ikar thing, to be toyim from everything. So it's mashma that there's one halacha of kavod Shabbos, that some Indian of kavod Shabbos. To be toyim, and then there's another inyan of the practicality where you should also make sure that the food is good for everything, and the two nafkaminas. For practicality, you should be, if it's practicality, you should be toyim from everything, and if it's practicality, then once the wife is toyim, you don't need someone else to be toyim.
Well, then, as one of the people said, that you do because. You still want to make sure that Shalom Bayis part means that both of you have to be happy.
Right, but then if you have 10 people in the house, then everyone should...
No, I think it only goes on the Balaam
Bros. Okay.
But the Shalom Bayis is between the husband and wife. It's not whether the kids like it or not, too bad. You make them eat the broccoli anyway, you know?
Yeah, okay, maybe. Okay. So, but then what he's saying over here, and he's claiming that maybe Shaar Tzion is that there could be another component here, that the Etzem Hati'im Hu Mitzvah. You see, that's the point that we're seeing now, that maybe there's a separate thing of Etzem Hati'im Hu Mitzvah. And that has nothing to do with the practicality, whether the food is good. It's just Etzem Hati'im is a mitzvah. To Amelcha, not for recourse of... Now, the fact that we have to be toyim, we call tafshil v'tafshil, that Arizal says because we have to make sure it's all good. But maybe even if we know it's all good, there's still a mitzvah to be toyim. Chedisa b'shem hagon hakos the chidush harim. No, this is the rim mikoshnitz. Litom min hadogim be'erf Shabbos. And there's a meduyak b'loshon amogen Avram. Mitzvah litom atafshil, tzarek litom mikol tafshil be'erf Shabbos. Shulchanach hatani isa b'loshon achetzas. Yesh litom atafshil, we have to tell litom mikol tafshil. Kochak, etzem litom atafshil Shabbos, it's mitzvah. He said, so that's how he's teaching. That really, there's a mitzvah in every, there's a mitzvah to be toyim tafshil. And that, you don't say that mitzvah with tafshil echad. And then, v'charkach kosev, tov litom mikol tafshil, she really, imlo kosev, eze tikun litafmo. So what the Sheva Kahasi is saying is that, and that's how he's teaching up the Shulchan Aruch Harav, there could be the practical element, but then there's some mitzvah. I mean, Rav Meir Kasserman wanted to say maybe it's a covered, whatever, some type of covered Shabbos. Usually we say if you eat, you're detracting from Kavod Shabbos. But here he's saying that there's some inyan of being toim, and that is irrespective of the practicality of whether it's, you want to know whether it's good or not, or you want to know it's, you know, and that's what how he's touching up the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe says that really Tomah is with one tafshil, and so it's a kul and a chumra. You only have to do one tafshil, but also it might be a question, a din on everybody, not only the balabais. But then there's a practical thing, that practical thing is taken care of by one person, and it's taken care of, but it also, you only need one person, but on the other hand, you also need all the tafshilim. So it's a kul and a chumra. So that's a fascinating thing that the Shevet HaKohasi is saying here in Siman Pei Beis. And then he goes, so then he says, and we're going to have another discussion about this, but in Oz Beis, he says, Odos imuto litom be'erv Shabbos Chazon, right? This is the big question about Erev Shabbos Chazon. Right, Erev Shabbos Chazon, you're not allowed to eat meat. So what about Tomeha? So what's going to be with Tomeha? So he says, Odos imuto litom be'erv Shabbos Chazon, mitav shilei, b'shuli bosim, is a nidum b'achronim, v'nira l'achriya l'fi ani yizdaita, l'fi ma shekosov l'el, t'mitza l'tom tav shil echa lo sag yishiv, lo el yitom u'boleya. Z'e osu b'tav shil shol bosu, d'osu l'vloa. Sag yigam ki l'tom b'tav shil acher she'en bo bosu, avo ma shetzrichim l'tom mikol tav shil tav shil m'ena chasera eza tikun, z'e in tzorech l'vloa hati ima, el sag yi l'tom v'liflot. Z'e gam ki kvar yodea, im chosu m'tav shil u'mel, kevin de polet mutu l'vloa. Okay. So he's saying like this. So again, the Shevet Kohasi is explaining the two aspects of Tomeh. There's the practical aspect, make sure the food is good, and then there's some type of Kavod Shabbos aspect. So he says like this. So the Kavod Shabbos aspect, you don't have to be called Tafshil v'Tafshil. To know whether the food is good, whether it's too much salt or too little salt, that you have to do from. So he says a beautiful thing. He says, what you should do is like this. For the mitzvah of Tomeha, that is a covered Shabbos or whatever it is, you only have to do one tafshil. So that, you just do take from the one that's not fleishik. You take from a part of a dish, and you'll swallow it. And then you'll mekayim that aspect of Tomeha. But then the aspect of Tomeha, that you have to know whether it's good or not, with too much salt or too little salt, so that you don't have to swallow for. That you can put in your mouth and spit out. So Mamela, he accomplished everything. He accomplished both things, and that's how he was able. There's more about this topic, but that's a good chap, what the Shevet Kohasi is saying. That the two dinim in Tomeh is the etzem achila, and then there's his food too salty, too little salt, too not enough salt, and then so from the one that you need to actually gain the mitzvah of Tomeh to do some type of kovod Shabbos or whatever, then you swallow, but that you'll take from the par of the food, and from the fleishik food, which so that you'll mekayim then the other halacha, but that halacha doesn't require what the food is good, doesn't necessarily require you to actually eat the food. You could just put it in your mouth and you'll be able to tell whether it's too salty or not. So that's pretty good what he's saying here, the Shevet Kohasi. So it's a good pshara. So that's and we're going to see Bez Hashem in the future, the next packet, that Chasam Sofer's grandson has a whole tshuva on this topic, on Erev Shabbos, on the Shabbos Chazon, and what's the story of Shabbos Chazon with the Torah Meha. Okay, let's continue here on page 20. There's a sefer called Likra Shabbos. It's a sefer, a more contemporary sefer. It's all about things that we do on Friday for Shabbos, the things we do, things we don't do, things like the basically things that we've been discussing so far. So he writes here on page 21 in the second arrow on the left. V'hinei ze loshon ha'shulchan Shlomo mitzvah lito mikol tavshil b'erev Shabbos. V'pshita b'Shabbos no, ad kal l'shon. V'ze lomar ha'mishnah brura shu cholik al ha'tam shol tikrim ha'cholim. V'kei mai kal v'chom l'Shabbos. She'efshe ha'mitzvah shol tim ha'tavshil and hikei l'chabein ha'shabbos v'arichas shulchan v'chubim ha'cholim v'chodim. There's a cause of a tazli in the Sudas Mulav Malka. Of the eight circ little me called Tafsho of Tafsho. Much cause of Shulchan Shlom Shagam Shabbos is mitzvah mucha shetzim at the ima him mitzvah. Sepshita Shabbos at the ima him mitzvah. He saw the Lomishim covered Shabbos greater. The Egam is there Odek Shabbos, Lachin Yito Ma'adbe of Shabbos, me called Tafsho by the Zeis Avel Ochlum Shabbos. As Yochlum Shabbos Lite Oven. So he's saying, in other words, how do we explain the other aspect? In other words, there's the practical aspect to make sure the food is good. But then there's the other aspect is covered Onik Shabbos. He wants to say, that maybe if you taste a little on Erev Shabbos, then that's going to build up an appetite for you. Oh, it tastes so good that when Shabbos comes, you're going to, you know, it's going to make you want to eat more. So that's the covered Shabbos aspect. And then he discusses the Shevi HaKosi says. He gives you different nafkaminas. If it's just a practical thing of the taste, or it's, you know. So he says, nafkamina tuva ikabinayu. Nafkamina, first nafkamina is, do you have to swallow or not? So if it's just for the salt, you don't have to swallow. If it's for the mitzvah, you do. The second nafkamina, beizes man yeshlitom. Yeah, so he says very well. He says that, when do you do Torah Meha? Do you do it 10 o'clock in the morning, or you do it 5 o'clock in the afternoon, right before Shabbos? So he says, if it's to make sure the food is good, so then you have to give enough time that if it's not good, that you should be able to fix it. So then you should do it a little bit early. But if it's a din in the covered Shabbos, So then, Shabbos. Right? So that would be another.
So all the takeout places now have to let you taste it.
Yeah. You have to take it up with them.
I don't think they'll correct it because you don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll buy something else.
Nafkamina, and the third Nafkamina. So you have to taste things that you don't make in your house that you bought. That's what you're saying, the takeout food. The tam she etzem atim in mitzvah efshe she yishin itom gam me'elat. She yishav alochom shabbos. The tam shal tikim acholim. Se shaykh brach mechom shal vash lom vay. So, I don't know. Shomer li hagrach karyevski. She gam bize yish litom. Shem heim ukul kolom. Okay. He wants to say, that maybe you're not going to fix the ones that you took out. Okay. And then he quotes the Shevi Karsi, yeah. And he discusses whether it's Menechad or not.
It's interesting. Master Reb Chaim Kanevsky does this.
Yeah. Shibol Lekar, have you been seeing so 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 cat to Omer, Sachaim Zochum, and Machum, Zem Kivada, cat is in Emra Achimas and Machom. We have Shabbos. Pashup Shah, like someone said yesterday, it's Omer, Chaim Zochum, Pashtus is on Shah. That's Rev Goldberg said. It's on Shabbos itself. So. Either Matan Machs of Victory, etc. Okay. Okay, and that's the story of Torah Mah. Okay, so we and yeah, there were one or two things that we didn't see yet together. Shiboli Aleket is on page 5 going over to page 6. Tomechaim Zoham Chabdim also Bemine Machal Umat Amim. Hey, Smikim Kan Shetzorach Litom Tafshil Bev Shabbos. Okay, I don't think there's any Kiddush there. There's a Kaf HaChaim also. I don't think there's any big Kiddush there. Then the Eliyahu Rabbah. Mitzvah litom ha-tafshil and v'av-shavs ke'en saktem ke'hogan. Okay, that's the story. But the Shevi Kahasi was a very interesting perspective. He makes it into a very, really interesting lamdusha thing about, you know, the two dinim. One din you can fulfill through spitting out, one din, and that's how you have one din. Is only one person has to do it, but the din of Kavod Shabbos to build the appetite that's on everybody, you know. And that's really, that's probably your friend, his minig, what, but what they had the minig that they would eat. I'll be saying that your friend's minig was what?
He gives everybody who comes after the mikveh, he puts out food.
Yeah,
oh, your friend, right.
Before Shabbos at whatever 5:30, the entire family they have Kiddush.
Every 5:30, but that's food that they're not going to eat on Shabbos. You say?
Yeah, food that yeah, not for Shabbos.
Yeah. Well, so according to Rami Kesselman, it's a covered for the Shabbos Seder. Maybe it's not that doesn't have to be the same food that you can have on Shabbos. You just mean Mechabed the Shabbos Seder. But if you're saying like what the Shevi Kahasi says, it's to build up the appetite. So, I tasted a little bit fried, now I'm going to eat more. So then it should be the same food. So that would be an afkamina. If it's a separate din, if the covered of some type of covered in the Shami Seira, so then maybe it could be even what Roe's friend was doing. Maybe
you could even say, like, even the second way, because, like, the food they're eating, like a kugel, no one has kugel on. Or whatever they're eating, you don't really have that in the middle of the week. Like specifically, you have that on Shabbos. So even if it's, this food wasn't made to eat on Shabbos,
yeah,
almost like Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Okay, everybody. Safe. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we should see each other around the same time. And anyone who, I don't know what the rules are. You have to ask Yitzchak Carroll or Hagler what the rules are to enter the buildings. It's you know, I guess you have to take.
You need to have a negative
COVID test, and what else?
On file with them and fill out their paperwork. But I believe it's just going to be Jonathan Horowitz and Ezra tomorrow because of the undergrads that they are having move in. Only people from like very far out of town get to move in tomorrow, who have been in like a quarantine program. Like it's staggered. Like in town, we move in last.
Okay, so I mean, Ruba de Ruba will still be what we're doing now. So. And Ezra, you'll be here tomorrow, right? So we'll be in touch. And
Rebbe got the list right, the email that I sent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. you know, it seems to me it's going to be a slow process. I mean, people coming back, you know, very slow. you know, and we'll see, you know, how things.